welcome back to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now.
It's political commentary.
Good morning, Dr. Bryce Edwards from Victoria University. How's it going?
Very, very well, thanks, Johnny.
Now, this morning we are chatting about, first topic of the day is we're talking about Winston Peters. Is he up in China at present, meeting with Chinese leaders regarding New Zealand-China relations?
Yes, I mean, this is a trip that's been planned for some time, and it's become a particularly pertinent now that we've had some drama off in the Tasman Sea with these Chinese warships carrying out some training exercises involving live ammunition. And he's also been in Vietnam, where he's been signing some trade deals and diplomatic agreements. But the real focus is, you know, what's been happening in the Cook Islands with China, and now with this quite dramatic pictures of warships not far from New Zealand. And troubling, some people, especially airline flights and ideas of, the potential for intimidation or threats in the future from China.
Now, we're a couple of decades into a quote, strategic partnership with China. How important is, or how would you assess the current state of communication between the two nations? If they're firing live rounds in the Pacific, or doing stuff around Rarotonga and the Cook Islands that we're not aware of.
Oh, look, it's very strained, that relationship, and I think that's probably the point that China's trying to make by doing this. Is they are saying, well, we can go and we can have these training exercises, and we won't give you advance warning of it, which I think they would have done in the past, because we're not as friendly as we used to be. And, you know, and that's a comment on the fact that New Zealand in recent years has been shifting a bit more closer to the Five Eyes group of Western nations, but particularly the US, under both the last government and this current government. We've been aligning ourselves a bit more with Washington and the US, and that's alarmed China, and so they're pushing back on this, and they're trying to say, well, you can do that, but it will come at the cost of the relationship with us, and that's a trade relationship worth billions of dollars, $25 billion a year, I think it is, and it means that in heightened kind of military sort of terms, maybe we won't be so friendly to you anymore. So yeah, it's quite full on.
Do you think Peter's visit has any chance of navigating navigating this complex balance between New Zealand's ties with China and also our increased security interests with the US and Australia?
Probably not, no. For a start, Peters himself is something of a champion of the closer relationship between New Zealand and the US. Mm-hmm. He's not naturally a great friend of China, shall we say. I don't think he can. And of course, just in general, it's going to be quite hard, as we know, for New Zealand to navigate being friends with both sides, because the China-US rivalry is just increasing quite fast. And, we've been trying to tiptoe along this tightrope, I guess, if you like, trying to stay friends with both sides, and it's very hard. I think Peters is trying, to be honest, but no. There might be some photo opportunities and nice things, but no, China has pretty much declared that they are tightening up and pressuring New Zealand a lot more to make us reflect on the choices we're making at the moment to move in closer with Washington.
Yes. Now turning our focus to Marsden Point, the government is considering turning Marsden Point into a special economic zone where investors, including overseas investors, would receive special benefits. Can you expand on this? It appears that the government has effectively abandoned the idea of reopening the oil refinery up there.
Yeah.
But they're thinking about creating this special economic zone where there's going to be, or could be, relatively free of planning regulations and no tax or something.
So, look, I think this is a big story, and it's flown a bit under the radar this week with Shane Jones announcing that that's what they want to do. And so just to go back in time, of course, Marsden Point Oil Refinery used to be where we, as a country, imported all the sort of crude oil, which would then be processed into petrol and diesel, et cetera, and then distributed around the country. That used to be a state-owned thing. It was sold off in, I think, the 80s to a private company. And they actually closed down in 2022, and they stopped being an oil refinery. And a lot of people have been concerned about the fact that we no longer have that kind of infrastructure in New Zealand to do that. We now have to import everything directly. New Zealand First, Winston Peters, Shane Jones, have for some time been championing the idea of reopening this oil refinery. And so part of their deal with the to form this government was to commission a report into what would it cost for New Zealand to reopen the Marsden Point oil refinery. They finally got back their results on that, and it turned out to be, I think in the words of Shane Jones, stupendously expensive. So it was going to range between something like $5 billion to $16 billion, and clearly that just isn't on the table anymore. That's just not an option for the government to spend money on that. And so they've kind of come up, they've pivoted and said, well, if we can't do that, maybe we create a big new sort of energy campus, if you like, around Marsden Point, Northland Port, and they call this what could be a special economic zone. And this is a concept that's been getting big around the world in the last couple of decades, this idea that you kind of build a wall around an area, not literally, but a kind of exemption, if you like, and in a geographical area, you invite businesses in to set up lots of industry or companies, and you give them exemptions from lots of the laws in the rest of the country. And sometimes those laws are around tax, so they no longer have to pay tax, they don't have to pay GST, they're not subject to, you know, all the planning laws or the council bylaws. And so it's kind of a bit like Fast Track Act on steroids. And so this has been pushed, particularly, I guess, by those on the libertarian right around the world, and, you know, think tanks and economists and so forth. But funnily enough, it's the countries it's been used most in places like China and Russia, Hong Kong, but some other Western countries as well. And so New Zealand First are saying, well, we've got agreement from Cabinet to explore doing this in Northland, and we might even end up extending it to places in Southland and Gisborne and other provincial places. And so, yeah, it's a real prospect. And I guess the proponents of it say, well, it would bring in investment, it would create jobs, it would, you know, really kickstart these provincial regions. And then the opponents of it, you know, are saying, well, geez, you know, this means we would lose a lot of tax, and tax is important for running our hospitals, our schools. It would allow just this, you know, kind of crony capitalism to run rampant, just doing whatever they want. And it would be like a libertarian paradise, but, you know, not really good for the rest of New Zealand.
Just to reiterate that point, so the special economic zone is would come with tax breaks and incentives to attract business, but it would obviously result in lost revenue for public services and infrastructure. We're effectively putting subsidising private profit at the taxpayers' expense.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know exactly what these special economic zones are called. So
yeah.
SPES, I think, is the acronym. We don't know exactly what the government would have planned for Northland for this, and it might not involve any tax breaks. It might just be, I mean, what New Zealand First has focused on more is lack of regulation, like not to have the RMA or council laws and consenting processes applied to this area.
Yeah.
So a company could just, you know, do what they want, really, so, you know, build new factories that would be exempt from the current laws. But typically around the world, they do normally involve some sort of, either lower tax or no tax and things like that. But, yeah, who knows?
I guess there's also the human and environmental thing here, because, well, Shane Jones has suggested that the businesses in the special economic zone wouldn't have to deal with the Whangarei District Council or Northland Regional Council. Could the... the reduced regulations potentially lead to environmental harm or worker exploitation or reduced labour rights in Northland? But, you know, that really opens the question, doesn't it?
Look, those are the big questions. You know, we do have rules for a reason, and regulations are there for lots of different reasons to protect human rights, labour rights, environmental standards. And there's a bit of a worldwide trend at the moment to try and cut back on red tape, with this idea that red tape, there's too many rules in lots of countries, and it's holding back productivity and investment and so forth. And, you know, sometimes that might be right, but, you know, there's this idea of slashing them, you know, kind of willy-nilly. And I think people need to scrutinise this quite thoroughly, because we've had examples in New Zealand's past where we've got rid of regulations and it's led to lots of market failure, whether it's kind of things like Pike River mine, with the disasters that happened, that tragedy there. We've had reduced earthquake sort of strengthening codes for how sort of for buildings. We've had the Leaky Homes thing where there's been reduced regulations on how homes have to be built, and they do often lead to some very expensive and
costly, not tragedy. Human life and the environment. And it also sounds like it can, it's undermining democratic decision making as well. At the same time, if you're just giving people all this power.
Look, I don't want to sound too alarmist, because maybe this won't pan out, and and maybe what cabinet come up with will be a very mild version of this, and there'll be a lot of scrutiny of it, but it might not as well. And, certainly this government at the moment are trying to fast forward so many things and escape scrutiny on them that, I think it's just going to be very wise for the public and hopefully the media and opposition to scrutinise if there are going to be these special economic zones, what they're going to mean.
Get some more information. Yeah, we just had a text come through saying, and exemption from environmental laws too. Goodbye, Whangarei Harbour. Wow.
Yep, indeed.
All right. Hey, Bryce Edwards, thank you so much for this morning. We'll check in with you in a couple of weeks. Bye.
Yep, cheers.
You just heard a bit of political commentary.